Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How are you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Come on.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, that's the wrong one. Here we go. All right.
Yeah. Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
All right.
King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now the host of the program, here's Larry.
Thanks.
Hi.
What's the line, Rob?
Line 6.
What's your shut up again?
It's a guy that...
Just tell us.
He's a UFO researcher who wants to change the name of the Earth to Spirit Passage.
I like it.
In order to better reflect cosmic changes.
I want to welcome our brother to the show. Our third brother, our producer.
Hi.
Saul Zeiger.
Good booking.
Hi.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
Izzy Zeiger.
Izzy.
Larry, Marty, and Izzy.
Dr.
Pep Boys.
Dr. Terry Johnson.
Let's welcome him to the show. Dr. Johnson.
Yes.
Talking with Terry Johnson. He says that Earth is a place where spirits and ghosts from all over the universe come in order to cross over to the other side.
Ghosts.
You believe in ghosts, Dr.
I work
Terry?
With them, so yeah, I know.
Why was Casper friendly?
Pardon?
Why was Casper friendly? The other ghosts are so bad.
I remember Ghosts of Mississippi, good movie, Gene Hackman, right? No, it was at Alec Baldwin. I don't remember. Good movie, right, Terry?
Ghost, yeah, very good.
Ghost in the Machine, possibly the Police's best album. The movie Ghost, to my eyes, let me just say this.
Yeah.
If Patrick Swayze's in it, I'm buying a ticket.
Folks, this is the Larry King Show. We're talking with Dr. Terry Johnson. He knows about ghosts. How many have you seen, Doctor?
In the last few months, I've helped thousands of spirits and ghosts.
I'll tell you what I like. I like the Ghost Whisperer. You know I like the Ghost Whisperer?
Why?
Because that, who's that anorexic girl?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
She's just got...
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. She's just got memories.
You seen the show, Doctor?
Gigantic.
Yes,
I can't do anything about it.
Why do ghosts whisper?
I gotta take Viagra. I look at a beautiful woman like that, and it's like looking... Look, it's Prince Spaghetti Day. You know what I'm saying? It's floppy, small...
Do ghosts have sex?
Most ghosts are occupied with what they believe is holding them.
Anderson Cooper, 360, tonight on the crisis in Israel. Why are most ghosts white? You see them wearing their sheets.
Very spooky.
I mean, there's all races.
But why? I've only seen white ghosts in movies.
Why are all the ghosts white in the movies?
Whoa. Well, mainly that's because that's a representation of ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm?
It's like...
Is that a medication? Is that an antibiotic?
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
It's like...
No, that's
it. What's that movie with the guy that was on the show that made us laugh, where they put on the suits and they went out after the ghosts and they used the slime?
Yeah, I remember that. That was The Haunted Mansion starring Eddie Murphy.
We love that.
Great film.
Okay.
You like Eddie Murphy, Doctor?
Yeah, I like Eddie Murphy.
Sure.
Do you have a plasma TV?
A plasma? Do you have the plasma TV? You know, the kind of...
Oh, no.
The rectangle.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. No.
They work... They're good with the clicker.
These TVs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't figure this out.
I'm talking with Dr. Terry Johnson. Terry's an expert in the field of...
You hang it on the wall.
Something.
You hang it on the wall.
Sure.
Tell me something. In the movie Field of Dreams, Sandy Koufax, not in that movie... How do all those ghosts come out of the cornfield to play ball?
How's that work?
With Kevin Costner.
Good question. We'll hang up and listen. Terry, how's that work?
Well, since it's a movie, I mean, they can do whatever they want.
Have you ever talked to the ghost of Frank Sinatra?
No.
Legendary performer.
Ghosts are always in the Three Stooges.
Wonderful guy.
Ghosts are funny, right?
Terrific guy.
Ghosts are funny.
huge, big, big Boo. Guy. Knew, had a reputation. Milton Berle, another man, huge.
Boo. Why are there two O's at the end of Boo? Why not three?
Why two, Doctor?
Doctor?
I don't know.
Do you see more at Halloween time? What kind of candy you hand out?
Candy?
Yeah. You go full size or bite size?
No.
I like Three Musketeers. What kind of candy you like?
I like Hershey's.
Hershey's what?
Kisses,
the bars.
Kisses and bars, both.
Kisses and bars. You like with the almonds or without?
Almonds.
I like the almonds, but they get in my bridge work.
Yeah.
That's painful. You ever get an almond flake, an almond chip underneath your gum?
The skin?
Bad.
Bad.
On Bewitched, with Elizabeth Montgomery, there was an actress named Alice Ghostly.
Yes.
She's beautiful. I was with her. One time I was in a three-way with her and Angie Dickinson.
Whoa
was crazy. She played Mrs. Kravitz.
Who's a sexy ghost, Dr. Terry Johnson?
That's not my concern.
Not my concern. We're doing the interview. Just wanted to know if you saw a ghost like in a bikini.
Have you seen a UFO? Why are you on the show?
What are we talking about?
That the spirits of the universe have decided to call
universe.
Planet Earth.
Congratulations to Miss Puerto Rico, the new Miss Universe.
Spirits reminds me. How come nobody calls them rail drinks anymore? Spirits, I could go for a good Brandy Alexander right now.
Dr. Johnson, the universe is big, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Space.
Very big.
Uh-huh. Space is dark, right?
Is it dark? But it's got stars. They're like little lights, aren't they? Tiny lights? How does that work?
Could you explain to us? My brother has an interesting question. Anderson Cooper, 360, coming up at the top of the hour. How come when you're looking up in the sky, it looked like tiny little Christmas lights or Chanukah lights. But when you get up close, they're real societies. It's like that scene in Animal House where he says, they're smoking hashish. And he says, there's something growing under my fingernail.
How's that work?
I don't have a clue.
Well, what kind of an expert are you?
Not one that...
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder about Roseanne Barr. That's a joke I just made up. Yeah. We make a lot of money. We're
who's
curious.
Who's your agent?
Pardon?
You got an agent?
Who's your agent? Is he vigorous?
Doctor, what kind of doctor? Are you a foot doctor?
Psychology.
Back doctor?
Psychology.
Oh, whoa. The head doctor. Shrink. Are you a shrink?
Fake doctor.
I'm a counselor, yeah.
Can you help me get some Viagra?
No.
You can write prescriptions, right?
I'm buying mine in Mexico.
No,
it's cheaper.
I can't write prescriptions.
I say to Ted Turner, I need to take the CNN van over the border. He says, what are you doing? I said, I got to get the pills.
Get the pills. When you stop breathing, you die, right?
Dying is bad, right?
And most people don't want to do it, yeah.
Does everybody turn into a ghost?
No. Some
good.
Some people, when they die, they cross over.
Cross over where?
They cross over to what's called a golden...
I'll tell you about cross. I was cross over the Waldorf salad I got the other day. Not enough blue cheese.
Irv Cross was on the NFL today. He was good. He's, I think, maybe the first African-American man I've seen on TV.
If Christopher Cross is making an album, I'm listening.
That, of course, reminds me of the comments of Jimmy the Greek Man, which, of course, was just awful.
Don't forget Crossfire on CNN coming up.
Big and bred that way.
Dr. Johnson...
Jimmy the Greek, his career is just in the toilet right now.
Football is a sport, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How's that work?
How's that work?
Sure.
Just watch a football game on TV and you can see.
Football. Now, do you mean football like we play it or football like they play it? How's
either,
that work?
Either
when,
way.
When you score, that's good, right?
Yeah, supposedly, yes.
Dr. Johnson, is it hot where you are?
Yes.
When you're hot, you're supposed to hydrate, right?
We drink water.
Hydration's
good.
Yeah. What temperature is it? What
temperature is it?
About
85 here.
85. That's not too bad. Is it humid?
Ghosts get sunburns?
No.
Do they go into the sun? Is the sun the light that they go into?
No. The sun is a physical object.
Where can you go to get a good kosher hot dog in Rockville, Maryland? That's the question.
Hard to find it. Do ghosts divorce?
Did the ghost do what?
Divorce. Do ghosts divorce?
How is Mrs. Muir?
Oh, I remember that show. The guy with the beard.
Yeah, Edward Mulhare.
He was a captain, a sea captain.
The ghost and Mrs. Muir. Yeah.
Divorce is sad, right, Doctor?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, sad.
Captain Greg was his name.
Not always sad, Mike. I mean Larry. I mean Marty. I mean Izzy.
Larry, Marty, and I said, Larry King Show. Folks, we're talking with Dr. Johnson. He's an expert in the supernatural.
Are you the Doc Johnson? Whoa.
Whoa. You are sold you, novelty
are
on
Are you the Doc Johnson?
My name is Johnson, yes.
You sell dildos?
No.
Appendages?
No.
Yeah, why? People use dildos. Why?
Good question.
I'm curious.
Ham is salty, right, Doctor?
Suppose, yes.
Yeah. Did ghosts eat ham?
Ghosts don't eat.
Yeah. Where do they live?
They live in the same areas that you do.
How come Donald Duck doesn't have any genitals? Like ghosts.
Casper didn't either. We're onto something.
That's what I'm saying, brother.
Casper the ghost. And why was he friendly? Why wasn't he mean like most ghosts are?
Good question.
Right.
Good question.
We're talking with Dr. What's your name?
Terry Johnson.
Terry Johnson's our guest. Anderson Cooper coming up later on CNN. We're talking with Dr. Johnson talking about ghosts and friendlies. Great ice cream store.
I like that. How come there aren't more friendlies around America? They seem to be going out of business.
I love friendlies. Sit down, you get a good shake.
I like a nice matzo shake. How about you?
Oh, nothing like matzo ground up in a blender.
You ever meet any nice Jewish ghosts? Or are you mainly your ghosts? Are they Episcopalians, Catholics?
There are all kinds.
All kinds?
I like the sticky rice at my Thai restaurant.
Thai is spelled T-H-A-I.
Not like the necktie.
Tahai.
I got a lot of neckties. You got any neckties, Terry?
No, don't
worry. Hey, ghosts. Yeah. Ghosts. Do they look both ways before they cross over?
Yeah. I don't think they really get
half. What time you go to bed?
About 11.
Huh?
About 11 o'clock.
Does a yellow light for you mean speed up or slow down?
Slow down.
What do you think about those cameras I have to watch your speed? They caught me doing something that was not, as far as I knew, against the law or in the picture.
You ever see a ghost with a sweater vest and a zip-up boot?
No.
I wish we had more time.
Oh, we're running out of time.
We're going to be going live to Lebanon shortly.
My guest will be Don Rickles next week. Looking forward to chatting with the funny guy, Don Rickles.
Also, Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson. He's in love.
Big time funny.
We'll meet Louis and the man of his dreams.
Thanks so much. It's been very educational, Doctor, and we loved reading your book. You wrote a book, right?
No.
Thank you. The ghost of Don Rickles.
Is your book available at Amazon?
He's an insult ghost.
Is your book available at Amazon?
I don't have a book.
You can get Dr. Johnson's book at any Amazon and at any Borders location. What's your book called?
I don't have a book.
I don't have a book is the title, so make sure you get it as soon as you can.
Yeah, that's the kind of crazy title that will make people notice this seller.
It's been a fascinating hour.
Do you think Christie Brinkley should take him back, Peter Cook?
You asking me?
Yes, sir.
No.
No, I'm asking the ghost in the corner.
Well, you never can tell.
We'll have your phone calls and more with our guest, Dr. Terry Johnson, who's talking about divorce, and Christie Brinkley.
He's written a book called I Do It All.
No, the book's title is I Didn't Write a Book.
I'm sorry, that's my fault, brother.
Sure.
And who's your publisher? Anderson Cooper coming up on the top of the hour live. Also, we'll be taking your calls. Katie Couric. Yeah. Oh, those are legs that won't stop.
Will Katie be going to the Middle East for her first assignment? Do you know that, Doctor?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she's quite perky.
She's perky.
Real perky.
Like, I imagine that would be like being with Peter Pan. If Peter Pan had a vagina.
Cottage cheese or yogurt, go!
Anderson Cooper 360 coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye.
Bye.
His brand new DVD is available everywhere nationwide.
I didn't write a DVD.
Go to the website, Zyga.com.
Dr. Terry Johnson.
Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Hold on, please.
Izzy, pick up the phone.
He was fun.
Doc Johnson, thanks so much for your time. How do you think it went?
It was funny, wasn't it? They're good, aren't they? And you're good. And we'll have you back, yeah? Yeah. Not a ghost of a chance. I'm kidding, of course. God bless. Bye then.
Nicely handled.
Thank you.
You know, I like it the more and more that we deteriorate these interviews, the better they get.
Yes, I
truly enjoy it.
Don't go on the website, right, what we said about the appearance last night. That's No,
don't want to read that in print.
It's not good.
No, bad stuff.
You know what? I'll tell you what, though.
We'll be really PO'd.
We had a hell of a prostate back then, didn't we?
We
collectively,
sure did.
You and I, we had the prostate of a teenage boy.
Ours.
Ours.
Fantastic. No waiting.
Ours.
No waiting.
Anderson Burbank coming up.
Very excited about it. We're going to have quite the news.
A buzz, of course. Lead story, I understand, as always, is smell my fingers. Yeah, I've never gotten that joke.
I don't understand.
Hey, it's supposed to be a joke, right? Is he smell my fingers?
I'll explain.
It's You'll
about
explain?
Fluids.
It's about what?
Fluids.
Fluids.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Fluids.
I'll draw you a picture.
Really?
Sure.
I get vertigo.
From my artwork?
I get vertigo when I go up in heights. Yeah. Why are we still doing this? Why are you doing this? Don't do this.
We're waiting to hear from a reporter. Now live, let's go via camera phone to Beirut, Lebanon. Here's Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper.
Hello, this is Anderson Cooper. How you doing, guys?
Hi.
How you doing?
What can we do for you?
Oh, see magic, God. See magic.
It's a retarded person.
Watch it. Watch it.
Magic.
Have you ever met a man named Smart Charlie?
Ha ha! It's Charlie.
Have you ever met Smart Charlie?
No.
Maybe someday you will. But not today.
Not
even a remote snowball's chance in Hades today.
I understand what you're saying, Jab Attack.
As a matter of fact, Smart Charlie is in for his annual physical today.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, yes.
Tom, be a good little T-A-R-D and take us to break.
God, am I go to break?
Excellent job.
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Where's Charlie?
Not here. He's having his physical.
What does T-A-R-D spell?
Tard.
This is the Don and Mike Show.